Yo, it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 58 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes. Let's go, people.
Let's go. We are mother freaking living.
Come on, man. Week two of the new year. Let's give it to them.
We are going to tell you guys, how in the hell we smashed.
Oh, smashing it again.
The first week of this year.
Yeah, come on. And then we are going to be talking about, I'm sure you guys have seen it everywhere, 24 hours in a day.
24 hours,
because Molly May seriously has an opinion and we need to talk about it in the bakery.
And if you don't know Molly May, she is a big influencer who said this, and we want to discuss how we feel about it.
Because them 24 hours, there's a lot to unpack.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what we're saying.
I am going to have to jump in, Briddy, and ask you first. How in the hell was your week, sir?
How was my week? And the better question, how did I get through it?
That's it. That's
how
really the
tea. How did I get through the first week of January? Well, do you know what? I feel like this week was filled with a lot of laughter, a lot of refreshment, and a lot of new beginnings.
Money and laughter.
Shout out to Bodge and Amore.
Shout out, Bodge.
Come on. Absolute tune. So, my week, okay, I actually took a trip to a comedy club, Briddy.
Did you?
I actually did.
Bro, you don't tell me nothing.
I don't tell you shit,
you don't
man.
Tell me shit, bro.
I don't tell you nothing, you know.
I'm over this. We're breaking up. What do you
We're
mean?
We're breaking up. No, honestly, I went to a comedy club and it was a comedy club in Bethnal Green called Backyard Comedy Club.
Shout out Bethnal Green.
Honestly.
It's my favourite place in London. I have never been though.
Oh, wow.
I just love it. You know, there are some stations on the tube map.
Yeah.
That you're just like, I love that place.
It's true. Like, Bethnal you've got a bit Green. Of intrigue.
It's one of them.
It's true, man. There's a lot of green going on in there. You know
Isn't
what I'm
it?
Saying? It's
Beth.
Very correct.
Beth.
Bethnal.
I would change my name to Beth if I lived in Bethnal Green.
I mean, I feel like it's only appropriate because, you know, my name's Elizabeth. So,
oh,
you know.
Beth.
Elizabeth.
Anyway, tell me.
So I went to the Backyard Comedy Club with my housemates, and honestly, it was just such a wholesome evening of laughter and enjoyment and drinks. And it's like, you know those like evenings where it's just like you just want to do something fun but random, yeah. And it makes you feel good.
An experience. I'm big on experiences, mate.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, it was such a lovely evening, and it was just great because it's like comedy clubs are good because it's like there's no pressure, but everyone has something in common that we all like to laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. And then you just have that infectious energy around the room, and you know, even the comedians, my God, shout out to everyone who performed that night. You know how comedians like completely cross boundaries, like there is no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they say things that it's just like, I don't even know if this is like legal.
And
like,
the worst part is, whether this is legal or not, I'm still laughing.
No, honestly.
So what does that make me?
We are not.
Sometimes I'm chuckling, literally, because when I laugh, yeah, my shoulders do a
They're
mad
bopping, thing. Innit?
They're milly rocking and I can't stop them.
Literally.
But the point is, I'm kind of trying to hold my shoulders like, don't laugh, just in case anyone judges me.
No,
you
honestly,
I mean?
There were too many moments where it was like, oh my God, you just like awkwardly sip your drink, look to your partner.
Innit?
Like,
turn the lights down,
turn
please.
Turn the lights down. But the thing is, like, the comedians use this as material because they're just like, you guys are an absolute picture in that moment. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was 10 out of 10. Would definitely recommend to you guys. A comedy club. It doesn't cost a lot. And it's just a little drink, a little nibble with people that you like. Do you know what I mean?
What's the price point saying?
Do you know what? I think it was about £7
yeah,
for a
I'll
ticket.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But honestly, man, the way I laughed, I was crying. I was really crying.
No, man. Joy is laughter.
It's joy is laughter. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
It was so, so good. So yeah, that was definitely a highlight of the week.
I love that for you.
Honestly, Brid, we are moving up in the world. The second point of the week.
Come on.
I had a lovely brunch with yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And one of our good friends, Eliza Legsdina.
Shout out, Eliza.
Shout out
your legs.
Yes. Shout out both of them, man.
Both legs, man.
Honestly, because them legs be doing a thing,
in
man.
It.
They backflipping everywhere.
In it. Fake left, go right.
Fake left, go right, man.
What do you mean?
Honestly, again, wholesomeness, good people who are trying to rise this year.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
We've been saying it, man. We are on the grind. We are ready to succeed. We are ready for things to change. So.
I I said on my week the same point. Mm. And I said, this week I've been connecting with good people. Mm. They're driven.
Yes.
They are efficient. Mm. And they're kind.
Preach that word. Oh, my key point, kindness.
Isn't it?
It costs nothing.
Literally.
Yet it goes so far.
And let's just talk about the hospitality real quick. No, because, I mean,
the whole spread? I've never been to a brunch like it.
Forget the spread. I'ma dial it back from the moment I buzzed the buzzer.
No, honestly, it was finished.
And she saw our faces.
Yeah.
And she's going, rakakaka. Yeah, you know what I mean? We were living. We were living through the video. Like, it all began there. Core four. Mm. Shout out yourself.
Shout out to the core four.
That's the block she lives in. Yeah. Basically, me and Lizzie went up core three, ended up on the wrong floor, got lost.
Yeah.
We found our way in the end.
We found our way. Yeah, and take honestly, us home. We found the way to goodness. So, yeah, shout out to Eliza. It was a beautiful Sunday. And finally, guys, the final point of my week. It is a week of new beginnings. Okay, your girl started the new job.
Boom.
Can we get a what? No, honestly, guys, when I tell you this is the newest of the new years I've ever felt.
The newest.
It's just, it's beautiful.
It's like baby powder new. Do you know what I mean?
What I'm saying?
I feel like I should have a bath.
Yeah.
And then just get baby powder.
Get that baby powder.
And just powder it all over my head. I want to pour it on the floor and roll in it.
Roll in it.
Like I'm making a snow angel.
Honestly, make the snow angel.
Because this shit is new.
Fam, take a picture of it, then frame it.
In it?
And then gather the dust and store it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then have a child and birth them with it.
Are you okay? Is it all right?
Sorry, took it too far with the baby powder. I got too excited.
You know I love it. Shout out baby powder one time.
No, honestly, baby powder.
Johnson's and Johnson's.
Johnson's and Johnson's.
Come on, you know they did the thing.
Man, they do the thing. No, honestly, guys, new jobs, new beginnings. I just feel very fresh. And those around me know that my energy has been restored this year. I feel like it's been restored and I'm ready to rock, but... Yeah, girl, she's out here. She's living.
I love that, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so nice to hear as like your best mate, you having like a fantastic week filled with like professional and personal wins and happiness. Like, that's all we want to hear. I hate honestly, when we come and we're like, oh, it's a shit week.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep it real here. So always. Many shit weeks, but two back-to-back good weeks. And I'm super happy for
honestly,
you, man.
Honestly, man, this is the rhythm. We just need to keep the beat going.
Rhythm and flow.
Rhythm and the flow. No, but Bridie, tell me about your week. What's been making you shine? I see you, girl.
So I came in, yeah, sat on this chair. I got bare to say.
Yeah.
You've stolen all my points.
Oh, no.
It's all right. You know I can long out a story. So watch this. Watch this skill. The main thing I did say is I wanted to start this saying, I want us to both cheers to new endeavors. Because there has been a serious alignment, okay? In our endeavours.
No, big facts.
It's as much a new year for me as it was for you.
Oh, yes.
Shout out Johnson's and Johnson's Shout baby powder once more. Because I'll be using that thing too.
J&J, we see y'all.
In it.
Honestly.
Joy and joy.
Joy and joy.
So we're both starting our new endeavours. And I'm super happy for us.
Nah, man. Big up us one time.
Now, the next thing that I wanted to touch on was Arsenal and Adidas's collaboration.
Ooh.
And see what happened was...
you see what had happened was...
Yeah. For the FA Cup game, which is a big cup that Arsenal is renowned for doing well in.
Mm.
Shout out Arsenal.
Shout out Arsenal.
One time.
Up the Gunners and that.
In here.
You know what? I got you, Bridie. I know you repping.
I'm teaching you shit,
Fam,
man.
This
love
is brethrenship. It never ceases. Come on.
So basically, they did a collaboration and made Arsenal's red kit all white.
Okay.
And they called it No More Red. And it was an initiative for tackling youth knife crime in London.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what it was raising awareness in. So it was completely white.
I love that.
I know. And
that's really good.
I know. And so in that kit, we played the FA Cup.
Okay, I love that.
And we got knocked out.
Oh, no.
Against Nottingham Forest.
Oh,
which is a shambles because they ain't even in the Premiership, which is the top league for those of you that don't
Arsenal,
know.
Arsenal, what happened, man?
So all I'm saying is I think we need to go back to red. Fuck knife crime, man. Let that
Fuck
shit happen.
Fuck knife crime in the same breath. Nah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Literally, like.
What the hell?
How motherfucking sad is that?
Nah, that's actually really sad, man.
Yeah. But I love the message.
No, honestly, the intent was there and that's all that matters.
So I've got to hold on to that.
Nah, I rate Arsenal for that. Big up.
Yeah,
love
man.
Love that.
Apart from that, man, I've had a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
It was my mum's birthday.
Big up mummy IVP.
Shout out everybody's mama.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, man. She's a big 6'5 now. She's not. Oh. She's actually not. A, I would never say she's her not. Age. B, I don't know it, okay? I would not bring that disrespect on her name.
Do you know what? I feel that is a thing in our generation. Like, do we actually know how old our parents are? Like?
My mum stopped telling me, okay, when she was 30.
No, honestly,
and I'm pretty sure she had me at 32.
Oh, no.
She stopped speaking to me before I was even conceived. You know what I mean? About her age. Damn.
I'm screaming. No ratings, right?
But I love that for her. Mm. Another year around the sun. Yeah, more man. Happiness.
Celebration.
If you've listened from way back when, okay, me and my mum, tumultuous relationship at times, but we're working on it and we're in a super good place. Mm. So I'm going to take her out next week. Mm. She loves Zendaya.
Oh, yes. Big
and
up.
We're going to go see the new Spider-Man.
Oh, it's so cute. I love it. It's a week of wholesomeness, mm-hmm. guys. I am channeling wholesomeness to all you guys who are listening right now because you're important and you do matter, okay?
You just actually a quick matter. Reminder. No, you actually you matter.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I hear it.
Because people out here just be forgetting. That self-esteem be low. And I'm like, not on my watch.
Pick yourselves up.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Big yourselves up.
Big yourselves up.
In it, a big 1-2.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's it, man.
That's it.
That is it.
Well, with that being said, that's also it for my week.
Okay, Briddy.
So
you wrapped that up.
I wrapped it up. You know, there wasn't too much to pass on. It's just been, I've been floating about in my routine, getting shit done. And now we're at the end of the week.
And that's it, man.
But success is ours.
Success is ours.
Bring on week two.
It's pending, man. Let's
big
go.
Big plans.
Big plans.
Big things be happening.
Big things
crazy
be happening.
Crazy things.
Crazy things be happening.
Shout out Thames.
Crazy things.
I was going to let you run that because I had another bar, but it's all right. It's all right.
I'm sorry, man.
It's okay. So, well, let's jump into it then.
There it is.
There is something every week that helps us get through the week or picks us up.
Yes.
And we need to shout about it from the chimney of the chimneys.
Oh, yes.
And we call it our plug.
Absolutely.
So we're halfway here. Briddy, what is your plug this week?
Okay, guys. So I am putting you guys on to a wonderful platform called We Are Soul. Can I get a what for soul music out
what
here?
What mother freaking what?
Nah, because y'all ain't even ready. I'm talking We Are Soul, as in your soul, food for the soul. This is an alternate music and art platform that supports upcoming creatives.
Daily okay? shows.
It is honestly a tantalizing platform of color, of creativity, of art and of expression.
I love platforms that are for upcoming creatives, artists. Like, that is the space that you will find me. If you're trying to link me, yeah? I'll be at one of them things, dear.
Fam, do you know what I'm saying? You think that's it? They got more in the bank, you know?
Come on.
They got even more.
Spill the beans.
I'm gonna spill them.
Spill the beans.
One bean at a time.
One broad bean at a time.
You got a beanie hat for my beans?
Are you okay, sir? No, you actually finna come and finish me today talking about beans like that.
I'm gonna finish myself, it's fine. No, honestly, these guys, they support upcoming artists, but they also have different initiatives where they try to help underprivileged children in different countries. So they have just done a campaign called the Soul Purpose Campaign, where they help fulfill and fund the education of underprivileged children. And I just think their sole purpose as a organization is beautiful.
I love it.
And I wanted
to beautiful.
Shout it out today. Honestly, follow them on Instagram. They are called We Are Soul.
And are they small?
They're small, man.
Do you know what I love is when a small business starts, everyone says, we will give back when we get to X checkpoint.
It's that point.
But the people who really want to feed the soul and help, that is woven into the plan from the beginning.
From the jump.
That's what I love. That's why I asked you what size it was. Because I have a lot of respect for people who, you know, it slows down revenue and it slows down how you can build and how many events you can put on and how many people you can support in the UK. But you're actually helping your bigger mission from the start, and that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, it's the bigger mission for me. And just to add an extra thing on top, you guys, please follow them because they are hosting an event in February for which one of my good friends, Abby Sola, shout out to your head.
Shout out, Abby Sola.
Abby Sola.
Abby Sola.
Abby Sola.
It's been so long.
It's been so long
since I've seen Abby.
Since she's seen Abby Sola. Okay, we're going to shout out to Abby Sola one time. But she has done all the graphic designs for this event. So I want you guys to pull up. Me and Briddy will be there when they drop that date.
I'm a be
and
there.
And we want to see you guys supporting upcoming creatives. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
We also follow them, guys. Yes,
ma'am. I'm going to check them out.
Honestly. Briddy, who are you plugging? What's going on?
All right, then. Mm. Okay, I've just mentioned her before.
Mm-hmm.
I pronounce it Zendaya.
I think it's Zendaya.
It's definitely pronounced Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pretend Zendaya is the British enunciation because I can't speak English, but that is okay. basically, I'm a big fan of hers as an actress, as a young actress, and everything she's doing and the diversity of roles that she's taken on.
Mm.
But if you know about her, you should already be locked on Euphoria.
Mm.
Brid, have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Briddy. And I know, honestly, it's terrible. People have been telling me.
Terrible scenes.
I know.
Anyway, I need both of your eyes to lock on to Euphoria because season 2 has just dropped.
Ooh.
Okay, on the weekend, and I'm so excited to watch it myself. Mm. I know it's gonna be a bad man ting. And I also really fancy the actor Angus Cloud.
Okay.
I love me a local drug dealer. That's what he plays in the show, but there's something a little...
A little spicy.
A
little juicy.
There's something about him. And I don't even like men with beards.
Oh.
And I think he's ginger.
Oh.
But like, I'm kind of down, you know.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see him climbing the ladder in the drug dealing kind of circuit. Mm. You know, if you get to the top, boy.
Get to the top, get man. To the, finish the game.
And you know what I love about him is... He's a good person in the show.
Okay.
Like, he looks after Zendaya, who's his friend.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have a soft spot for him. What can I say?
Trust your taste, baby.
In it. But run that shit up, because it's a lit show. Mm-hmm. It took me ages to watch it, and I'm so glad I did.
My gosh, Briddy, I need to watch it. How am I watching this, please?
That's a really good question.
What is it on?
It's on HBO.
Dope, I'ma like it down then. Say less.
Love that. Two great plugs, man.
No, honestly, we are in the swing of things. And talking about swinging, let's swing into 24 hours because we're taking some time.
Okay. Give me some context.
All right. So I'm going to give you some context. So Molly May, ex Love Islander, she has been doing extremely well in her career in fashion. She had an interview, right, this week.
She's an influencer too, hey?
She's an influencer, absolutely. Right. She's an influencer, she's a public figure, influential voice, however you want to class her. She had an interview this week, right, where she stated, "We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's up to you what you do with it. We all have one life." Okay? Now, this statement has essentially broken the internet because... yes, we have the same 24 hours in a day, but in terms of the opportunities that we can access, that we can, you know, act on, they're not the same holistically. So, okay. Briddy, I wanted to ask you, have you seen this in the news?
Seen it, man. Okay. Molly, Molly, Molly.
Molly, Molly, Molly.
Molly, may you rethink your delivery, sir.
Fam, do you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Okay, you've even caught on a key point here. It is a delivery. Briddy, what do you think about that?
Okay, so I've heard a lot of things. I joined a clubhouse room.
Mm.
Listening to different people's perspectives. Mm. It's always good to have a lot more brains before you formulate your opinion.
No, definitely.
I feel like as a society, we're all straight off the mark to read the strap line and go, she's mm-hmm. awful, point the finger, 100%. You're an awful person.
Yeah.
And I like to just take in a lot more info than that.
Mm-hmm. Context is key.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think I discovered was I totally get what she was trying to say.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Agreed. I completely understand like the intent with which she said that statement.
It's the intention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. I don't think her intention was how it came out, aka the delivery.
Yeah.
And thus I'm not going to jump down her throat and say, lock her up, send her off, ref. Because... I get where she was coming from, and it was coming from a good place. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be inspiring. You've got 24 hours. I've got 24 hours. I'm young. You know, look what I've done. You can do it too.
Yes.
It was supposed to be a TED Talk type thing. Mm. That's why she's not going to do a TED Talk.
Yeah, that's why it's not going to happen.
But, you know, we all have to work on our delivery. Mm. None of us are going to get it right. God knows how many episodes back I've probably got so many things wrong.
No,
you know
course,
what I mean?
And likewise.
That can be offensive and taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's ever any good jumping down someone's throat.
Mm, no, definitely not.
If you can actually see that they did have a good intention somewhere deep down.
Mm, deep down.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But what I did think was the delivery was super off, because mm-hmm. what I think she didn't do was incorporate and share the ways in which her 24 hours is very different to the rest of society based on opportunity, as you mentioned, economic status, access,
absolutely.
And the list goes very much on.
Oh, very much on.
You know what I mean?
Mm. You see now, Brid, that's what I love from you. You even broke it down into segments.
Yes, and
I want us to start with opportunities. With that statement that she made, it comes across as though we all have the same opportunities. Like we're all, you know, picking from the same basket. We all have the same amount of funds to, you know, buy certain things and access different things. But it's just not the case.
And access different people.
Access different people. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think even with her, like obviously she's got this massive platform, which has been elevated, you know, off the back of the show. And even before she went on Love Island, yes, she was a YouTuber and, you know, she had many opportunities, but she can't necessarily put everyone else in that same bracket, because not everyone's been on Love Island. Not everyone is a YouTuber. Not everyone has access to a beautiful home where they can shoot content freely because they have so many clothes, etc.
Not everyone came from money.
To put it bluntly,
not everyone has pretty privilege. Not everyone has white privilege.
Slap it again. That's it. It's the white privilege for me.
Not everyone has ableism privilege.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but
I
you
think
get
it
me.
Is. Yeah, I get you. I get
so,
you.
So like, let's look at all of these things mm-hmm. and understand what doors you get through mm-hmm. and acknowledge these things.
Mm-hmm.
No one is saying, and let me just say this now, that you did not work hard, sis. I've been seeing you on your grind.
No, honestly, big facts.
I've been seeing it.
And I respect the grind as well.
Facts. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure that we're saying, I had the opportunity to blow up from Love Island.
Mm.
I had the foundation from the home, like you said, mm-hmm. and the family money.
Mm-hmm.
I have certain privileges that have boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Because when you're waking up, Molly, yeah, and you can wake up at 8 o'clock, make your coffee, sit on the terrace, do a reel, boom, boom, boom. Somebody else is waking up at 6 a.m. To get their kids ready for school, to feed them breakfast, to walk them to school because they don't have a car because they can't afford it.
Facts.
And then it's 10 o'clock and you've been doing la-di-da. And you've designed a whole clothing summer collection because you had those hours free.
Yes.
Yes, we have the same hours in the day. And mm-hmm. yes, I get what you meant by that.
Mm.
But baseline, you have no understanding of the 99% of society when you say a line like that without leading the conversation with goddamn context of the ways in which your 24 hours is much more free and available for you to do what you want and do for yourself, whereas other people are busy doing for others, you know, and therefore hours are taken up by general housework.
Absolutely. By life admin that no one else can take care of, like that no one else can take care of for me.
And that she may afford to be able to hire someone to do to get that extra time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the thing. I feel like she failed to acknowledge like the actual breakdown of where she is and how she has been able to use those 24 hours to her advantage because of what she has access to.
And who she's dating. Let's throw that in there.
That's also true. Tommy is a huge platform in his own right. So you put the two together, you're going with double steam.
You have to understand, when she posts a collection, who's reposting?
It's
by default.
True, man.
The man that loves you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, you're in bed with him, having a good time, whispering in his ear, reshare this. Of course he's going to do it, you know
course,
what I mean?
Man.
The guy's having a good time.
The guy don't blink an eye, man.
Innit? You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Bit of foreplay gets you a reshare.
Fam, honestly, Ellie Belly gets you the whole nine yards.
And I'm going the distance.
It's done. No, it's man. Actually done. Like, oh my God. No, let's even break it down further. The girl said, okay, you know, she understands that everyone has, you know, everyone has come up with, you know, brought up in different financial upbringings and everyone, you know, has different backgrounds. But she's still so hard on the fact that technically we have the same 24 hours a day. But I feel like with that statement, she's just missed the point, because she's forgetting that within those 24 hours, we are all operating according to a system. And that doesn't work to everyone's favor, for race, for economics, for the working class background that you're in. Like, there are so many different variables. So it's kind of a blanket statement that doesn't make weight.
And also, somebody is questioning you, and instead of saying, hey, I put my hands up, I actually haven't given context on the opportunities that I've had and the availability I have in my 24 hours to chase my dreams and only my dreams, because I don't have kids, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You are right. Technically, everybody does, but you are trying to support your bad delivery on a technicality. And that is you being a robot in order just to win. It's a point scoring mechanism.
It's a point. Absolutely.
Technically, sis, you are totally right.
Absolutely. But, by fact.
But don't win the point.
No.
Win the people.
Win the. And, oh, is that part? The people.
To win the people, you have to be human. Okay. And to win the people, you have to be able to, at the top of the food chain, creative director, as a white woman, when race conversations are rife.
Yes.
You have to be able to backtrack and put your hands up and say, you know what, I'm not going to win this on a technicality. I'm going to take the L, but everyone is going to turn around and say, yeah, she was right to backtrack, but we respect her for that.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. She was right to backtrack, because
she's smirking, bro, going, on a technicality. Yes, no. Sis, on a technicality, you're right, but when you're down the street on a dark night...
On a dark night?
You know what I mean? I'm going to grab you and say, listen, sis, this is why my 24 hours ain't the same as yours.
It's true, though. You know what I mean? It's true.
I want a face-to-face.
It's so true. I feel like with that statement, unfortunately, like, and again, we say this at the beginning, like, I know her intent was, like, I don't believe her intent was bad. As she was leaning towards, you know, the inspirational talk. And I absolutely back that. Like, I do think, you know, people do need to be reminded that even the people at the top, they started from somewhere. And yeah, the circumstances may be different, but everyone has that somewhere that they started from. And it is about how you use your resources and how you use your network to elevate you and put you in the spaces that you want to be in. But I don't think that you can be so ignorant as to say, 24 hours, we have one life, you know. I am where I am because of these 24 hours. You can get to this same place if you use your 24 hours. It's not making sense.
It's not making sense. And do you know what?
It's not.
Again, I will say, like, I don't think everyone should go on a tirade. I don't think she should be massively dragged.
No.
Because when you are dragged and people are throwing abuse at you, it makes you not want to backtrack and put your hands up.
It's true.
Because you get scared.
Yeah.
But I do think that people need to acknowledge her intention was really good. I would just say, Marley, if I was like your best friend and had like one piece of advice, you need to fire your PR team.
No, honestly.
You need PR training.
No, fully.
When you're at that level, everybody does. And it's like one of the key things in the US election, when I studied it at school at A level, was the candidates that won the presidential election were telegenic. That means they look pretty on TV and they had good PR training.
Yeah.
And that is so part of it. If you had somebody standing up and they couldn't speak, it's difficult to connect with people and it's difficult to get your message across.
No, for sure.
Obviously, I joke. I don't mean fire your PR team. But like, you need to think about actually finessing that delivery, because had you delivered that the right way, you would have inspired a lot of people.
Oh, so many people.
And that's the sad thing, is that it didn't have to go down this road.
No.
Had you just either acknowledged that or knew how you were going to phrase it going forward. And people should be bringing that to your attention.
No, 100%. You know what I mean? 100%.
Your team. Where is your team, sis?
Where is the team? And I feel like, you know, yes, the telegenic thing is absolutely correct. Like, you know, your PR team obviously are going to make you look beautiful, but you can still, like, hit people and still be real with people without, you know, detrimenting yourself, but still acknowledging your journey and how you have benefited from it as well. So, yeah, man, What a topic.
What a bloody topic.
Mm.
But guys, let us know your thoughts. Mm. Feel free to rip into us.
Yeah.
I am very happy as a person to backtrack with my tail between my legs, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow because that's what I'm about.
Honestly, that's what we're about. It is a growth journey here in the bakery, okay? Always.
But it needs to be discussed.
Always. These things need to be discussed because at the end of the day, we're the upcoming generations, okay? We're the people who are trying to rise. So we got to make sure that we're doing it together.
Yeah, okay. I hear that.
Bridie.
Yeah, man. What's happening?
It's come to that time of the episode.
Damn, the end.
It is the end. But before we sign off, I'm going to need you to tip the brethrens, our people, our listeners, our ride or dies.
Ride or dies.
Into the third week of the new month, the new year. What is the tip, Bridie?
Okay, I got a bit lost there, but I'm with you.
Tip. It's the tip. Sorry, okay. I go off on one.
In it, you swung left. I got lost in the weeds, bruv. Okay, my tip. I want to question you guys, and I want you guys to question yourselves this week. Mm. It's a new year, and we should be changing broken habits.
Mm, let's go.
Okay, so my tip is this. Comfort is not a good enough reason to stay.
Mm.
That is what's holding you back from growing. And that can be applied in so many situations.
Absolutely.
We do need comfort. We do, absolutely. But let's find comfort in things that are not toxic to us and not holding us back. And yes, that may be taking the lonelier road, but long term is going to help you as a person supersede what you can be and achieve the goals you have set. Period.
That's on period. No, I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you.
It's so true, man, because we all love that state of comfort. But even so, what's another quote? You only start living life once you step out of your comfort zone.
Isn't it?
Look at that one.
It's a big zone I've got.
It's a big
one. I'm walking miles to step out.
You walk.
I'm going to take the journey to get my steps in.
You trek, man.
In it. 10,000 plus steps a day. Where you lot at? What are you lot saying?
What are you doing?
I mean,
man?
If I could walk 10,000 miles, is it 5,000 miles? What's the song?
And I can walk 500 miles.
It's 500. I went to the 1,000. You see, I'm aiming high. I'm my comfort zone.
She's aiming high.
They're saying 500 miles. I'm going 5,000.
I'm just
saying
10,000, man.
In it.
Let's go.
Right, Bridie, hit me with your tip. What are you saying? Give some people some juice for the week.
You know what? The juice I'm giving you is a bit of food for thought, right? And this quote came from Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoop whoop!
Shout out to her highness.
Literally.
Okay, as she featured in Harlem, which is a new series on Amazon Prime. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
I love that show.
It's absolutely fantastic. Isn't it, Brid?
Nah, it's bad.
It's so good. It's so good. I'm obsessed, okay? And she said this and I was like, it just stuck with me.
In the show. Okay, beautiful.
With her character.
Bring it to the runway.
Right. So she said, to study culture is to be in it. Not to observe it from the outside, but to actually live in it. And I was like, I just feel like that's kind of relevant, even to the main topic, in terms of being in those situations, living through it, because that's naturally going to shape your experiences. And anytime you guys are supporting or, you know, you have something to say about, you know, a culture, a race, way of being, a sexual orientation, whatever it is that isn't directly yours, know where you are in that and know how much, you know, in terms of your support, you are in that, you know.
I hear what you're saying.
Because you have to be in it.
You know what's so mad is that as soon as you started reading that line, I remembered it.
There it is.
I stopped the show and I wrote it down.
Yep. I knew you would.
And I totally agree with your explanation from that quote. Guys, do not be afraid, and I say this all the time, to get stuck in.
Fam, that's it, man.
Get your hands dirty.
Get in
God
there.
God knows, get your bloody toes dirty.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Fam.
When you come back and you're dirty, man, you're thinking, I worked hard today.
You worked hard.
Get stuck in with communities that you want to know more about, cultures you want to know more about, cultures that you're trying to utilize in a certain way. Get stuck in so you do them justice.
Absolutely.
You know, we all pick and choose from other people's cultures all the time. And we need to put some respect on that by utilizing that. Make sure you got stuck in, man.
Yes, 100%.
I love it, man. I love it. Whoopi.
Shout out Whoopi one time. But that is another bread loaf bait, guys.
Sending you guys peace and love for the week. And as my good friend Aliza said, abundance.
Yes.
Abundance.
Big up the abundance one time. An abundance of wealth. An abundance of happiness. And by the means and the laws of the NIJV bakery, an abundance of bread.
Oh, I went with vibes. You went with bread.
Do you know what? Bread and vibes.
It's one in the same.
It's an abundance of everything.
I mean,
guys,
our bread be vibes. You should see it on the counter. Dance your dance.
Dance your dance.
All right, let's wrap it up. We're out of here, guys. We love you lots.
That's it, man. Big love to you guys. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Hilarious. We out.